do.
You can take control of the airwaves. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. And again, tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you all the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. As we continue here, we have a special guest. We held over from the first hour simply because I wanted to make sure we got everybody who was on the line able to ask their question for Lark and Rose.
We're all about customer service here at Free Talk Live.
Darn right.
Yeah, forget that on the other talk shows.
Right. So LarkandRose.com is his website. He's a tax freedom advocate. He went to jail because of his beliefs and is now still a big-time freedom advocate just in general. LarkandRose.com, his site, lots of books that you can order there. In fact, Larkin, tell us, what books are available right now? You said one of them's out of print, but what is it that people can order?
Right, Kicking the Dragons Out of Print. There is my first book, which is How to Be a Successful Tyrant, The Megalomaniac Manifesto, and the recent one is my novel, The Iron Web, which has been getting lots of fun reviews throughout the freedom movement.
Cool, and both of them are available at LarkinRose.com?
Yep, and that's LarkenRose.com. R-O-S-E.com.
And you've got two email lists. Are both of them still active these days?
Actually, it's just turning into one because it seems sort of pointless to send to both. So it's just the TMDS, which incidentally stands for the most dangerous superstition.
What is the most dangerous superstition?
The belief in authority.
Can you explain that a little further?
The belief that anyone should ever subjugate their own judgment of right and wrong in favor of blindly obeying somebody else who says they have the right to rule you.
And those are some of the things you generally talk about, and it's very anti-political, which, as I said before, warms my heart. So you can go and get signed up for that at LarkinRose.com. Just click up on email lists. So, Larkin, I want to take another call here. We've got Dan on the line in New Hampshire. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live with Larkin Rose.
Dan? Hi, Larkin.
Hey.
We met up at the original Burning Pork Festival in Grafton and had a great little group talk with you and your family when you had traveled up there. Was it 08, right, last year?
Dan, we don't really have time for a family reunion here.
Right? Yeah, never mind. But I wanted to tell you is that publicly I am offering my services as a multi-talented construction person to help you improve your property here in New Hampshire.
Well, that would be cool when I ever had any money to do that.
Well, the fact is that I'm offering my labor for free, so all you have to do is buy materials, and they're typically about one-third of the typical labor cost, so it would reduce your I'm sure that we can find other volunteers. The other question I had for you was, are you excited about reading David Champion's new book coming out? I don't know how soon, but shortly, I suppose. Do you know about that? That David Champion is writing a book. Hello.
Yeah, I haven't heard a lot about it yet, but
okay.
I'll check it out.
Says it's the end all and be all of explanations of tax law, IRS.
That's what I'd say if I was selling a book, too.
Thanks, Dan, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. You know, as far as the tax thing is concerned, I mentioned last hour that I also don't pay federal income tax, and I think you were one of my inspirations on that, Larkin. But I come at it from the perspective of I don't want to read their laws, and I couldn't possibly if I tried because it's like a whole other language. And
it is a whole other language. It's designed to be a whole other language.
Legalese. They can redefine words as they see fit. So my perspective on that, and I'm just curious as to how you feel about this, is that I never signed the Constitution, and I never agreed to their rules, so therefore I don't feel I have any obligation to know their laws, read their laws, understand their laws, or follow them, which means I don't feel I have any obligation to pay them either.
Right. Absolutely right. And a lot of people ask me, why did you get into the whole legal side of things if you don't believe they have any right to do this anyway? Basically, no matter how many words on paper they write, they don't have the moral right to forcibly take someone's property, and which I completely agree with. The only reason I got into the legal side was because the vast majority of people still worship politician scribbles, mm-hmm. and they call them laws, and they feel an obligation to obey them. So I thought, well, for all those people, I'd love to point out that the scribbles that they worship, they don't even say what they think they say. They don't even say you owe tons of money to these guys. As it happens, most people don't want to hear that, who believe in the obligation to bow to politicians. But I absolutely agree that on a philosophical basis, you have no obligation whatsoever to ever read a word of their stupid legalese scribbles or ever send them a penny under duress and under coercion.
It's not to say that they won't throw me in a jail cell or steal my house from me, but, you know, that's just what they do.
Right. It's like a tiger or something. That's what's to be expected, but that doesn't mean it's right.
Sorry, Larkin. I was thinking a lot. The guy in the last segment said, well, didn't you guys know, didn't you, Larkin, this was going to happen? And it does seem, quite possible that the government could have come after you if you said you're not going to pay the taxes that they say that you owe. But there's the quote, and I don't know which founding father, but is all it takes for tyranny to rule and for liberty to die is for good men to do nothing.
Right. And the fact that my goal, and I said this beforehand and during the trial and afterwards, my goal was not even to win. It was to expose the government as a bunch of greedy, evil thugs, which I think I totally did.
Yeah, it's not hard. It's not hard to
get out of prison.
All you have to do is just stand on principle and stay firm, and they will expose themselves fairly effectively as thugs. We've had people doing it frequently up here. As I mentioned, there's a lot of civil disobedience that goes on. People would go, get a speeding ticket or whatever, and they'll go in and they'll basically tell the judge that, or the man in the robe, rather, they'll tell the man in the robe that hey, I'm not going to pay this. I don't believe in being your piggy bank. I don't appreciate being extorted, and I'm not going to pay it. And in some cases, the man in the robe will put someone in a jail cell. In other cases, he's just kind of quietly made the decision to make things go away or give somebody a suspended sentence. So we've had a variety of results up here, but many of them have made it pretty crystal clear that the government is nothing more than just a gang of thugs writ large.
Right. And you could use the same thing with the schoolyard bully. Like, you should have known he'd beat you up if you stood up to him. Yeah, but it was still the right thing to do.
Damn right. So what would you say, on this theme, to a lot of the people that are out there listening, and one of them sitting across the studio from me, that are saying to themselves, I really like the whole idea of not paying this federal gang. I don't really appreciate the fact that they take my money and go to war with it and kill people around the world, and I just don't like being stolen from. I don't really like what they do. I really don't want to pay, but I'm scared, Larkin. I've got a family and, a house and responsibilities. I can't just go to federal prison like you did.
Right, and I have a family, too, and couldn't go to federal prison like I did. There's a balance there, and I try to tell somebody where they should draw the line. But ultimately, yeah, I have a family, and in 20 years, they'll still be alive. And it's pretty likely that my daughter will turn to me and say, well, she won't because she knows the answer, what did you do to try to make it so I wouldn't have to live in this? And for all those people who are now quietly doing nothing, not even saying anything, they don't even dare to talk about it. The day may come when their kids turn to them and say, look what you left me with. What did you do to try to fix this? And I hid in a corner. Well, I'm glad that I don't have to say I hid in a corner.
I've always said that recently on this program that you don't have to go 100% to the wall of civil disobedience or non-cooperation. Just say no a few times. Just try it. Just try saying no to the government people, whether it's, getting a permit for something that, you need to add on to your house or something like that. Just try saying no. Dip your toes into the water of civil disobedience. You don't have to go all the way all at the same time, do you?
Right. And a couple hundred million little tiny no's really add up.
Absolutely.
Little tiny ones can break an empire if enough people just do a little bit.
Which is why I think getting people together here in New Hampshire is the most critical step, because once you're around other like-minded, liberty-oriented people, you can bounce ideas off of one another, and that leads to more people finding the courage that they need to take that first step and to say no, perhaps for the very first time. Larkin, it's been great having you on tonight.
Thanks so much for having me.
Thanks for being here. LarkinRose.com. People can go get on his email list for free, of course, and there's books and it's LarkinRose.com. Larkin, I'm sure we'll have you back at some point in the future, but hopefully it'll be when you move here to New Hampshire. We'll have you in the studio.
Sounds fun.
Have a good night, man. Thanks for calling in. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
All right, more coming up here. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live. This is Ian. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? You should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapon permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time. You and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. And the Millionaire Patriot is paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapon permit for pennies on the dollar and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun. Again, that's frontsight.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. November 20th, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $1137.50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1168.41, $584.21 for a half ounce, or $292.10 for the quarter ounce. That's $1168.41, $584.21, and $292.10.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
I have owned every light you can think of, and my pack light is the one I refuse to leave home without.
That's what Jerry from Oregon said.
Your flashlights are the best. We bought some 3 years ago, and all three pack lights have gone through two hurricanes each, and they just keep going on and on.
And that's what Albert in Florida said about the amazing pack light. Pack light's multicolored caps come equipped with two high-powered LED lights, snap on to any 9-volt battery, and will last over 1,200 hours. Listen to what Jerry from Michigan said.
After carrying a pack light in my pants pocket for 2 years, it was bound to happen. The pants and the light went through the wash together, and it still works.
The pack light has a 25-year warranty, starts at just $12.99, and is an excellent idea. Order yours today at 9voltlight.com or call toll-free 877-715-4448. Use coupon code RADIO and receive free shipping. Be prepared with a pack light. Remember, 9voltlight.com or call 877-715-4448. 877-715-4448.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your garden in a can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Bring up anything. It's the Saturday edition of the program. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free on the site, so enjoy those on us. including the Free Talk Live chat room. You can go to chat.freetalklive.com and get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners. Best time, of course, is during the show, but it's open all day and all night. Chat.freetalklive.com. Manchester Brewing was founded by an alien race of reptiles called the Slore, who live beneath Stapleton Airport and secretly control the Illuminati. ManchesterBrewing.com, as we continue here taking your calls about anything. Bill's been waiting patiently. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live in Kentucky.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I hadn't had a chance to listen to the show from last night, but I saw on your front page something about hanging laundry, and I assumed it was what I plan on calling about tonight, with the places trying to make it illegal to hang clothes on clotheslines. But that's one that's particularly special to me, I guess you would say. And one of my personal reasons for coming to New Hampshire, planning to come on
wait,
to
laundry? laundry regulations are your reason?
You know, I'm very much a rural sort of guy. You know, my goal is the homestead, which is basically living off the land.
Mm-hmm.
And in a lot of places, that's becoming very illegal to do because, you know, if it's not considered modern by the powers that be, it's something that's going to be legislated or made you know, a lot of places you can't use wood heat. You know, you have to hook up to the grid and have electric heat, or you're breaking, you know, municipal codes or county codes. It just depends on where you are. So, and it really connects back to what, you know, the whole premise of what was said with your special guest there is that if government wants to do something, they'll come after you. It doesn't matter if you are 50 miles away from civilization. It doesn't matter if you point out to them, you know, flaws in their own doctrine. It doesn't matter what the case is. If they want to do something because they have the guns, because they have the perceived legitimacy, then they will do it regardless.
But yeah, they'll take your house. They'll do anything.
Absolutely right.
But in a lot of cases, they'll go ahead and kind of after the fact, like, say, for example, you know, with the case of the hanging of the laundry or tax codes or whatever, if you've made them look stupid, oh, I'm pointing this out, this is wrong, this is flawed, well, they'll go back later so as to make sure that they don't get embarrassed in that situation again and make that illegal for the future. So,
yeah,
you know, you're screwed either way, and we lose either way.
Absolutely.
But appreciate you having that gentleman on, and
well, we appreciate you calling in here tonight, and look forward to having you come on up here to New Hampshire, because there are a lot of people like you that are in this movement that, you know, they just kind of want to get away from the state, and New Hampshire is a good place to do that. It's the least, probably the least intrusive government of all the governments around the country, the most free place, but that's still not saying a whole lot, because there's a lot of work that that needs to be done. So hopefully once you get up here, you'll not just go hang out in the woods. You'll come out from time to time and get active with the rest of us.
Indeed. Well, thanks, guys. Bye.
Thanks, Bill. Appreciate the call tonight at 800-259-9231. Mark, you live out in the woods, and life's pretty good out there, right?
Yeah, well, you know, there's you either pay their taxes inside the town, or you pay to buy extra things to sort of live in the woods, but I like my privacy. I don't have to worry about neighbors bothering me or anything like that, and I enjoy the fact that I've got a bunch of trees between me and any eyes that might be looking at my place.
All right, we continue here. Nick's in Kentucky also. Nick, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Nick. You're on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I agree with Mark. I have 10 acres myself, and I love living out in the woods.
Yeah, it's nice when you can walk outside buck naked, right?
That's actually, I do all the time.
I don't blame you. I would, too.
Anyway, I just wanted to call real quick and just kind of lay a question out for the audience. I know that you're a fan of pirate radio.
I am.
And I there's a new movie that just came out. It's called Pirate Radio.
Ah, yes. Is it out now? It just came out this week?
Yeah, it came out Friday. It just Friday, or yeah, yesterday. So I'm just kind of curious because I knew I'd send it out to you because I saw that it was a based on a true story, and I thought it looked really like a cool movie. And basically in the trailer it said, you know, that they defied the government and, you know, went out in a boat basically and had a radio station to play this rock and roll.
It is true. In fact, Mark and I got to meet one of the guys that was actually on that boat.
It was crazy.
At an industry convention. And I thank you for the call tonight because you've got an ice cream in the background or something. 800-259-9231. The movie's called Pirate Radio. That's what it's called here in the States. I haven't seen it yet. In fact, I looked at the theater listing, and it's not showing around these parts. So I'll have to wait till it comes out on DVD or something like that. But it originally was released in theaters in the UK. So it's actually a movie that was made in, I think, you know, the London area, basically. And that's appropriate because that's where the boat was. It was off of – it was in international waters off the coast of the UK, off the coast, I guess, near London.
Well, that would be the biggest market, and that's, you know, that's what would make something as expensive as an operation like that viable.
And technically, it wasn't pirate radio because, well, they weren't within the United Kingdom's jurisdiction, right? So they were outside, safely in international waters, operating a transmitter that essentially blew a signal into the UK so they could have their listeners were in the UK, but they themselves and their transmitter were all on the boat. That said, clearly the UK government wasn't too pleased with them, and I don't really know a lot of the details on the story. I'm looking forward to seeing the dramatization of it to kind of get some idea of exactly what happened. But we did actually meet somebody. It was one of the talk radio industry conventions that we were attending, and he just happened to be sitting at the lunch table that we were at.
Yeah.
Somehow that conversation came up. He brought it up, I presume, for whatever reason, and it was very interesting.
I think he was looking for work at the time. And, you know, in the radio industry, you get kind of tired of packing and unpacking. And, you know, he was looking for work. And
he was talking about playing records on the boat, which was kind of tricky because, you know, it's not like a CD player. You have to be careful about where the needle is and things like that. And the boat's moving. And, had to be a really interesting situation out there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, check that out.
And all the girls on board the boat. Lots of women everywhere. Money just coming, rolling out of the cash register. No, it wasn't.
Probably not. But nonetheless, hopefully, maybe the movie will inspire people to start their own pirate radio stations. Now, remember, if you're going to start your own radio station, you need to be a good neighbor, meaning you don't want to start your radio station, or you could call it a community station if you want to. But you don't want to step on any of the existing signals. That would be rude and uncalled for, and we'll definitely get you reported to the feds. But if you find an open spot, if you're living in Montana or someplace where there aren't very many radio stations on the air, it's not going to be hard to find an open spot on the dial. You could start your own operation. Of course, you know, there is the chance the federal government will come in and raid your operation. But
in Florida, there's a state law against broadcasting, and
that's relatively new.
It's relative. Well, yeah, that's because they. That's because
they have a lot of them.
The FCC is really crappy at enforcing their law against people broadcasting. So the state people in Florida did it. So there's an added danger.
You can bring up anything if you dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Coming up, what happens when you call the police to help? We'll explain. Yeah, if you don't know already, this is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything. 800-259-9231 is the live Saturday edition.
This is Big John Lipscomb. World government and all its tyranny is rapidly approaching. The choices you make today will determine your level of suffering and freedom tomorrow. I have two solutions for you, so you and your family can stay strong and free. PatriotFood.com. 135 pounds of long-lasting dehydrated food in 25 varieties. That's one-fourth the cost of many freeze-dried offers of the same weight. And SurvivalSeeds.com, where I just released my best offer ever. 7,000 heirloom vegetable seeds, 30 varieties of vegetables. That's over 4 pounds of seed, and I ship it in a time capsule so they will last decades. And now, you can get a second for a $60 savings. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Anything else is just a copycat.
Would you like some of Uncle Sam's money back? You may be eligible for up to $625,000 in HECM stimulus. That's right. If you or your parents are 62 years of age or older and a homeowner, this message is vitally important. Please listen. Uncle Sam has authorized a government-backed program through the FHA called HECM or HECM. It is authorized under the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act of 2009. Senior homeowners 62 or older can apply for this increased stimulus program for free at rmapply.com. That's the letter R, the letter M, apply.com. rmapply.com. Right now, seniors are taking advantage of this program's benefits using the money to pay off debt, purchase precious metals, stock up on storable foods, or make home repairs. But the money is yours to use as you wish. To learn more and see how much HECM money you could qualify for, go to rmapply.com. The application is free. Visit rmapply.com or call for a no-obligation evaluation at 713-551-1155. That's 713-551-1155.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-N-O-T-A-X. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to Liquid Zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free Liquid Zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid Zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid Zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try Liquid Zeolite today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And SACL CAI's Jason Osborne has made the trip up to New Hampshire, up, I guess, for a visit, maybe look at some properties and stuff like that. He's one of the prime movers behind the Liberty Movement. He's certainly the prime sponsor behind this show, and thank goodness for Jason Osborne, because without him, we wouldn't be where we are today. So, yeah.
He's also checking on his operation there at Manchester Brewing. He's one of the partners. So.
That's right. I do like the Manchester Brewing. I've been it may be turning me into an alcoholic.
Well, I think your definition of alcoholic is pretty liberal. I mean, how many beers
I've had one now? Beer every night. Now, these are big beers. What is it? What is
22
it?
22 like, ounces.
Pint? What is 22 ounces?
2 ounces.
Yeah. See, it's a big beer. I've had one every night this whole past week.
Gosh.
That's not alcoholism.
They are fine beers.
That's not alcoholism?
Not yet. No.
You have to be dependent on it. I was looking at the definition of alcoholism, and you have to be dependent on it. I'm pretty sure I can live without Manch Brew, but it is darn good.
I think the chances that you're a pothead are significantly higher.
Let's move on and talk to you about whatever you want. 800-259-9231. Let's go to John, listening in Tampa to WFLA. John, you're on Free Talk Live. John, you are on the air.
Hello.
John in Tampa, you're on the air. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I have a question. My question is, it's always my dream to have a community radio, mm-hmm. and I want to know how I can go about it.
Well, there are all kinds of resources on the web, specifically at the Free Talk Live BBS at bbs.freetalklive.com. There's actually a sub-forum there that's kind of dedicated to giving people, you know, kind of the information that they need on the equipment and that sort of thing. But basically, you get the equipment, you set it up, and you find an empty frequency, and you turn it on. I mean, there's not much, you know, there's not much more to it. You may want to have a plan in advance for what you'll do if the FCC decides to send you a letter. But, you know, it'd be interesting to actually see what happens to somebody who understands the concepts of liberty running one of these radio stations when the FCC comes a-knocking. But as long as you're a good neighbor, as long as you aren't stepping over, you know, on top of other local radio stations.
That's the big one there.
And as long as you aren't interfering, if you don't want to run cheap, crappy equipment because it may not have, oh gosh, what's the filtering? Harmonics? It may not filter out harmonics. So if you're broadcasting at 100 megahertz, for instance, there are harmonics at 200 and 400, and, you know, there are other, essentially it will repeat your broadcast on other frequencies unless you have filtering. So you want to make sure you get good equipment. That way you're not accidentally broadcasting on frequencies you didn't think you were broadcasting on. Plus, you want to make sure that you're respecting your direct neighbors, not just your neighbors on the air, but also your neighbors next door. You don't want to be blasting out of their television set, for instance, because you're emitting radio frequencies from your home. So there's some technical things to be concerned with, but a good neighbor community station is much less likely to be targeted for a shutdown. Though, point of information, as Mark said, there is a – is it state law, Mark, or is it just Miami down in Florida?
I believe it's state law in the state of Florida. I mean, you know, here on Free Talk Live, we are not attorneys, and we do not give legal advice. However,
we don't.
It is my opinion that my belief that there is a state law in Florida about broadcasting. And I've got to say that if you run a community station and you are stepping on licensed broadcast stations and blowing out your neighbor's TV sets with RF interference –
you deserve what you get.
Right. As far as I'm concerned, I don't feel bad if they come after you.
So I would start looking at bbs.freetalklive.com. There's, as I said, a subforum over
there. What is the website? BBS?
Yeah, bbs.freetalklive.com. That's our bulletin board system, and there's a forum in there dedicated to community radio. I thank you for the call. I wish you the best.
bbs.freetalklive.com.
Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you, and good luck out there. 800-259-9231.
If you ever need to get recordings of this particular show, you did get something, you can always go to freetalklive.com. We have the last six shows in MP3 format on
That's
the website.
Right. Right there,
and the last year's worth in BitTorrent. So, you know, we give it away.
You get a lot of
I know you're not used to that with Glenn Beck and Rush Limbaugh. They want you to pay for these services.
Yeah, they do.
We give them away right there on the front of the page.
So there you go, freetalklive.com, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. We continue with Greg, listening in Georgia to WFLA-FM. Greg, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hey, sorry, it's Craig, not Greg. Craig, what's on your mind?
Craig, C-R-A-I-G, yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man, before I get going, so you don't agree with taxes or what? I don't know your thing with the taxes.
Oh, yeah, I don't agree with forcing people to do things. So, yeah, I don't agree with taxes.
What about
roads?
For, you know, keeping the community going, infrastructure, that type of thing.
Infrastructure, you mean like roads? Okay. Well, I think that anything that the government provides can be provided in the marketplace on a consensual basis, and you don't have to threaten to take people's homes away from them to build a road, do you?
Oh, no, man. But I can't put you like this. You know, first of all, I think the left wing is totally against any kind of free market or free enterprise system. They want government to be the answer. Would you agree with that?
I think that the right wing has shown when they got in power from 2000 to 2006 that they're really no better in that arena.
Well, that's the thing about it. Maybe we should consider more about the people than the party. But anyway, I'm just wondering, you know, I wonder what you think about this deal. You know, we're kind of moving toward international socialism, and how do you feel about that?
I think socialism is awful, but, I mean, we already have it here in this country. So, I mean, I don't want anybody to be living disillusioned. This is essentially a socialist country. I realize they don't want to believe that, but if effectively, like, 7 or 8 of the 10 communist planks in the Communist Manifesto have been fairly successfully implemented here in the United States. So I'm completely against...
implemented since we've started?
since we've started?
Since the Constitution.
Since the Constitution, yeah. The socialists have basically, you know, done a fantastic job of taking over the United States, and it's going to get more socialist over time. That's, you know, just the way things go with government. They like to control things and take your money and then spend them on their politically connected buddies. And, you know, until people are ready to stop obeying and stop bowing down on and begging for more freedom, they're never going to get it.
So you think that wanting a government to protect our basic rights that are in the preamble is wrong?
I think that you've been fooled. I think that to believe that the government could protect any rights in any way is to not understand what government is. And government is force. So in order to supposedly protect rights, and I understand that's what they wrote down. They wrote down, you know, real nice flowery language about how government was formed to protect the life, liberty, and the, you know,
public welfare. They really got us with that one.
Do you agree with the document or not?
Well, hold on. You're getting ahead of yourself. So okay. You can ask me that one in a moment, but just to explain, government cannot protect your rights because it has to violate them first. So in order for government to supposedly provide you with these services or the protection that you're looking for, they have to steal your money. They have to come and they have to violate your right to be a free individual and confiscate your wealth from you in order to turn around and say, see, we're here protecting you. They didn't protect you. They stole from you.
Well, okay. What about armies? And who's going to do that? And who's going to be the capitalist president of the industrial machine that keeps our country going and rolling?
Well, I don't know what a capitalist president of an industrial machine is, but as far as your question about the army is concerned,
It's not necessary.
I think that human beings should work together with one another on a voluntary basis and interact based on consent. So if you want to call a consent based organization a government, that's fine. I've never heard of anything like that.
Look, I'm just trying to figure what you said about, you know, well, you believe in that free enterprise should be handed over 100% to the people, and we should run our lives that way without any government.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. No coercive government. Thank you.
That would be ideal, and the people are not, you know, people aren't like that. They're not like that.
People aren't like what?
And some of them choose to be ruled. I'm not one of them, but,
well, that's great. I think that, well, hold on. I don't want to force somebody to be free. If the people that like to be ruled want to keep being ruled, I think they should. And I want to answer your question about the Army. In fact, I'll bring you back here in a moment because you got a lot of questions, and they're good questions. Bring it back if you don't mind hanging on. 800-259-9231. You can bring up what you want. Dial in toll-free. What about the Army? 800-259-9231. In fact, what did the Founding Fathers think of the Army? Do you know? Some of them, at least. We'll explain here in a moment. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
If you're paying more than $14.95 per month for DSL, you are paying way too much. It's time to make the switch to DSL Extreme, the nation's number one internet service provider. DSL Extreme is fast. And at $14.95 per month, it's cheaper than dial-up. Plus, you get free spam protection, a free modem, and 24-hour-a-day free local tech support with no setup fees. Call 1-866-2-GET-NET. That's 1-866-2-GET-NET. Or go to DSLExtreme.com.
Listen up for something free from Ruger. From now until the end of the year, buy any new Ruger bolt-action rifle and receive a free Ruger-branded Carhartt jacket, both made in America. For more information, go to Ruger.com/Carhartt. That's Ruger.com/Carhartt. Ruger rifles are known for their rugged reliability, handsome style, unique design features, and represent the best value in rifles. Go to Ruger.com and check out a Ruger rifle today.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's a live Saturday edition of the show. You can bring up anything. You dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us and freetalklive.com. But if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, we need you to vote for us in the podcast awards. It's something that happens once a year, and we have won the best political podcast, which, even though I don't consider myself political or the show to be political, nonetheless, that's the category
we won. That's our category.
And we've won it 4 years in a row. This is our fifth opportunity, our fifth chance to win, but we are up against some serious competition this time around. So we need you to go to podcastawards.com, scroll down the page till you find the political category. It's on the right, I think third category from the bottom. Select Free Talk Live, scroll down a little further, fill out some basic info, name and email address, and submit your ballot. And then you'll likely be email verified by their system just to make sure you're not a robot or something like that. And it makes a big difference for us because when we win, with your help, we can win this. When we win this, we'll be the only podcast in the world to have won podcast awards all 5 years in a row. And that's a pretty cool claim that we'll be able to make with your help. So please go to podcastawards.com. In fact, we'll give you a little incentive to do it. Normally on Saturday nights, we give away a pair of the Totesac. We're not going to do that on the air tonight because, Mark, you have been reserving them to give away online to people that help us out with the voting, right?
Yeah.
How can people get in the loop with how to win these things?
Basically, just go to facebook.freetalklive.com. Join the Facebook group there if you're a member of Facebook. You know, obviously, you'd have to get an account otherwise, but you'll get an email. You know, I'm emailing the group, so...
So you're emailing the Facebook group at facebook.freetalklive.com. If you join up there, that'll give you opportunity. You can not only win some Totesacs, but you're giving away some sci-fi books. You still going to do that?
Yep. The Torch of Liberty. It's by Bain Publishers, and the gentleman's last name is Weber. And I've read one of his previous books. I haven't read this one. It has yet to be. I think it just got they just released it Tuesday, so I haven't even gotten it yet.
So please go to podcastawards.com and vote for Free Talk Live in the political category. And if you want to win some prizes, you can go to facebook.freetalklive.com and join the group there, and Mark will send you emails. By the way, speaking of the Totasak, TOTASAK.com, you can go there and place your own order and get some of these things. They're great. I love them. It really helps bringing the grocery bags back in. You'll bring them all in one trip. That's what I can do it, and I'm not really, you know, built or anything like that. These are wonderful little handles made of 100% recycled materials that allow you to significantly increase the amount that you can carry. As far as the amount of bags, because normally you just have to kind of strap them across your hands, and it gets really annoying, and the plastic bag straps dig into your hands as you're walking in, and man, these Totasaks make it so much easier. I love them. Totasak.com, TOTASAK.com. Get your family pack today. As we continue with Craig, I think he's still on the line with us in Georgia listening to WFLA. Now, Craig, you were asking a bunch of good questions, and I wanted to make sure we had a chance to answer them appropriately here for you. And, by the way, Mark has been kind of silent during all of this.
Right, I'd like to chime in.
His viewpoint differs a bit from mine.
Okay.
Right, there's
well,
two people.
Well, you know, my thing is the Constitution, you know, so I've kind of been setting you up for that.
Right, and my partner and I differ on our belief philosophies a little bit. I mean, we both believe in that freedom is a very important issue. However, sort of getting there it's a little different. And you had mentioned before we went to the break, what about the military? And this is one of my key issues, because I feel that the military, that our founding fathers who wrote the document that you're holding up as though it might be something religious even, said that we shouldn't have a standing army. Now, Alexander Hamilton.
Well, no, I can actually, 2 years is what they were originally designed for. Not
right.
Well,
right.
2 years of expenditure for money from the government.
Right. And
actually.
Craig, if you think about the last six decades of wars, there's not a single one of them that, I'm sorry to say, that fought to protect America from anything. I mean, they were certainly, they had, the politicians had their greater plans, and they sold it to the people, and some of them sounded good.
Korea on?
I'm talking about, Korea on.
Korea, yeah. They were police actions, and they were in a quandary. The hell if they did, and the hell they didn't. They were stuck. And either way, there was no way out.
Well, the best way out was never to go in.
Right. Had they not violated their precious Constitution and gone in the first place, then they wouldn't have been stuck in any situation. But to answer your question
nothing is perfect. Nothing works perfect. But you have to agree that this was set up. Now, we know that it was provided to the liberty and justice. It was designed to protect and establish.
But it hasn't done that.
No statesman asserted that these organs of government were infallible.
Craig, one of the things that, I come from this sort of conservative Republican background, so I speak the language really well. But one of the things...
You know where I'm coming from, then. Okay.
I got where you're coming from. I hear the language, man.
I used to be a constitutional guy.
But I want to point something out to you. There's the Heritage Foundation. It's up there at the Hillsdale College. And this is the one, man. This is the center of conservative thought. They rank every single year on the ratings of economic freedom. They rank all the countries. The United States came out, I think, sixth this year. They've come out as low as 13th, as I recall. So even if it's a heck of a lot easier to count economic freedom than it is to social freedoms. I mean, it's hard to quantify that. So if we just use that scale, New Zealand came out one ahead. I think Canada was one below. Great Britain was three below.
New Zealand has no constitution.
Right. And so you're talking about governments that I consider to be socialist governments that are considered to be more free or as free as the United States. Sweden and France were relatively close. There was a significant difference in a statistical sense, but there wasn't a significant difference in the for Canada, Great Britain, and New Zealand. And nobody
can touch Hong Kong.
I would say that the founding fathers, in the creation of their constitution, which essentially was intended to limit the government, and people, constitutional types would say, at the very least, the constitution has slowed the socialists down. I'd say no, it hasn't, because in allowing for the military, the United States just dumps all of its tax money into the military. Instead of socialism, we've got national socialism. We have a gigantic military apparatus that keeps the rest of the world's shipping lanes clear, that keeps the rest... I mean, we have military in 130 plus nations on 700 military bases. Why am I paying to keep the people of Qatar free? I mean, there's just no reason for it.
Craig, any other thoughts?
Well, I'll tell you what. I don't know what to tell you about that, except for I think that's why we vote. Right now, in my strong opinion, you have a leadership that will lead you toward the scaling down, if you will, on that.
Who would that be, Craig? Who would that be?
Huh?
Who would lead towards scaling down?
Well, it might not be a choice. I really don't know, because who knows what's going to happen.
No, there really isn't a choice, because the Republicans and Democrats are just two sides of
the... You got the Al Gores on one side and the Harry Reid's on the other. I mean...
They're all the same. I mean, liberals, conservatives, Democrats, Republicans are just two sides. And thank you, Craig, for the call tonight. They're just two sides of the same big government statist coin. And you know what? If voting changed anything, they'd make it illegal. It was Lysander Spooner that said, speaking of the Constitution, that it has either authorized all of the tyranny, and he was talking about this in 1890, by the way.
Grover Cleveland.
Right. He was pointing out, and he's absolutely right, that the Constitution, the U.S. Constitution, has either authorized all of the depredations of the state that we've seen, or has been completely powerless to prevent it.
You know,
what else do you say?
At one point, I would have said the solution to our problem is to just get the Republicans in there. But we had that on a national scale in 2000 to 2006.
Total control.
They had total control. Now I think it's really great that America gets the opportunity to see what total Republican control and then total Democrat control looks like. And I say... And you know what? You can put me on the firing line for it. I say that the only solution at this point is for all 50 states to tell the federal government to go take a flying leap off of a long pier.
Because secession.
I'm for independence.
Declaring
I don't think that necessarily the states need to actually secede from the union. They just need to tell the federal government, you know,
we've
what?
I've had it.
And unfortunately, that's not really a solution.
But I wish there was
a solution.
What about the army, Mark? If all the states just go and declare independence, what about the military?
Who's
going to
attack us? Canada? I mean, is China going to march the largest military in the world up through Russia, across the Bering Straits, down through Canada, and descend upon us
to do that? I mean,
there's not enough boats to bring the largest military in the world to the United States. I mean, it's absolutely ludicrous. Is Mexico going
to
attack?
It goes back to what Larkin Rose said earlier about the Japanese general when he was asked why he didn't invade the mainland of the United States back in World War II times. Was because there'd be a rifle behind every blade of grass. I mean, it's suicide.
Our founding fathers believed in a militia. You know what? If we get attacked in this country, you can call on me. I'm a Quaker. I won't pick up a weapon. I don't believe in them. But you can call on me if they attack America. And then, things will be entirely different. But no, with a standing military, all it is a paid hit squad for the politicians in D.C.
They said it was one of the greatest threats to liberty, right?
That's what they said. That and a central bank. We have both.
Yeah. Hour 3 is coming up. You can bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. Free talk line.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Stouffer's. Let's Fix Dinner. Find dinner ideas to bring your family together at the table at letsfixdinner.com. Juggling schedules so that everyone eats together can be tough. Try starting with one family dinner a week, whenever you can fit it in. Take turns picking the meal and have everyone pitch in. Working together will bring your family closer, even if it is just once a week. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.